the heck are you, pal?
I'm doing well. Thanks.
Have you heard the have you heard the stuff about what Fran Tarkin just said yesterday?
I have not.
He said you were god awful. He said you can't play this game. How do you respond to that kind of criticism from a Hall of Fame quarterback?
He's Fran Tarkenton. His career speaks for itself. You know, he's a Hall of Famer. At the same time, everybody they're entitled to their own opinion. You know, the important thing is the people in this building, coaches, teammates. They've got faith. They know who I am as a player.
Players around you say that they sense a different command from you inside the huddle. Sharper, smarter player, more focused. What do you think? Do you think you've grown in that way with your knowledge of the offense?
No question. It's knowledge of the offense for sure. Coming in terminology, understanding the formations, the concepts, where we're trying to go with the ball. Then on the back end, the receivers, better understanding the system as well. You know, those guys are they've done a great job this offseason. Just working on all our different read concepts and just understanding our protection calls and how we're using them in this system. And that's something that makes it so when you drop back, you know when you're picked up, you know when there's somebody coming free, and just being a lot more definitive from an identification standpoint. I think that's been a big part of it. And then, growing a little older, going into fifth year, having some time to be around, a number of different teams, different guys, and you just continue to try to push things, try to push, see if you can get the very best Josh possible out.
Frank said you're going to see significant time this week with the offense. Is going to be in there for a while. What do you need to come away with from that game so you're satisfied and comfortable with the start of the season? Because week four is probably just a throwaway.
We have a number of different goals offensively. Being out there for extended periods of time rather than maybe one or two series, you got each position has their own goal. But, number one, protect the football. Don't turn the ball over. Number two, I know we're mixing in some new guys, some young guys, but just go out and have just clean operation. And then three, push the tempo and just try to make it a physical game. And, I know that the Dolphins last year were tremendous in the red zone defensively. So anytime we get in the red zone, we're wanting to come away with seven instead of three. So those are a few of our goals.
Mike Williams said 9 touchdowns in Cisco for an offense.
Let's do it.
Josh, how for the preseason, you played in just 4 series with your first group, really, but you guys never really got everything going. Has it been frustrating? I know you didn't expect to play a lot, but just that you haven't been able to pick up more first downs and have more snaps than you had.
Yeah, anytime you have negative football plays, you don't convert on third down, it's frustrating. You go out there with a goal in mind and you want to see it through, but it's a preseason. And it may not count, but to us, it still matters. We're in New England, getting over the sideline, everybody was a bit frustrated, because not wanting to go out in that situation, wanting to sustain something, get a drive going. But, you have to understand that it is preseason. We've got bigger goals ahead, than going out and. But, I wouldn't say that overall with the amount of snaps I've taken, I'm frustrated or anything.
How did you feel about the way you played against New England? Obviously, there were some breakdowns, but how do you feel you played individually in those few snaps that you had?
We went out and, after watching the tape, I feel like, procedurally, getting everybody lined up, getting, from that standpoint, spot on from driving back the passes. Really, the one was, I think it was a sack that the guy kind of up and under Donald, and finding a way to step back and kick that out to the back. That would have been nice, but it's hard. It's hard to really, you played what 8 snaps, throw 3 passes, but it's really a glorified practice almost. You're competing. You're trying to win as a team. But you have to take your goals, focus on your goals, and try to lock in and accomplish those.
Josh, when you look at the turnovers as a quarterback or the ones that you've had, maybe even last year, how much of that is just is fundamental or you know, a bad throw here or there, or how much of it is just can be cut down by the familiarity with what you're doing? You know, the reaction time, being able to recognize stuff quicker.
You know, I'd say a lot of it is has come on the end of trying to press things and force things and trying to squeeze a ball in a tight window. And but then there are other times where maybe feeling a little edge pressure, trying to keep your eyes on safety, and then you step, maybe you're feeling something a little. But, I mean, there's they happen all sorts of different ways. I can't really say that you can pinpoint exactly one thing and say, oh, do this, and never gonna throw another one, you know. So, but I'm just continuing to work every day in practice, continuing to study, you know, get to know the system as well as I possibly can, and communicate with my guys, you know, whether it's up front with Jeremy Zutaw, finding out the matchups we need to get accomplished with calls, or on the back end, the receivers just constantly exchanging information.
Looking forward to the opportunity to, if you have a bad start again or things don't go quite so well in the first or second series, have a chance to go out there in the third, fourth series and say, hey, we can get a rhythm going finally?
Yeah, you know.
Even though it is just a preseason?
Oh, for sure. You know, but, you know, ultimately we want to come out and have a fast start. You know, that's the main goal. You know, we have the ability to, for sure. You know, but it's just going to be a matter of guys locking in, focusing, and then ultimately doing their job, and me, myself, doing my job as well.
Has that sort of been the theme? I mean, there's a lot of, you know, lessons, I guess, every year, but, like, starting quicker as an offense. Because, I mean, as an offense, you guys got on a roll there for a while, and you put up a lot of big numbers. But a lot of it maybe came late in games when you had to sort of get back into games. Is that sort of what you always want to do that, but is that more of an urgency now on your part?
You know, there were last year, I mean, we were in the gamut as far as when you scored. Was it a flurry in the middle, early, late? But just consistently being able to sustain drives. You know, we have to be much better on third down. You know, that's been a major focal point this year. And then, you know, when we get in the red zone, harping back on earlier, you know, coming away with touchdowns, and we were able to do that last year. But, you know, it's Coach Rula says that, you know, great teams run the ball in the red zone, and I feel like we've got the equipment to do that up front for sure, and then, I mean, our backfield as well.
Josh, can you talk about what kind of chemistry you've been able to build with Kevin Ogletree as the one new receiver in the mix?
You know, Kevin's a tremendously talented guy. He's a hardworking guy. When it comes to, developing chemistry, you know, that makes it easy for me as a quarterback. When you have a guy that works like that, a guy that, constantly chatting it up about different looks, about different angles, and, you know, and he's a smart guy. He's very intelligent and understands the game. So having him developing chemistry, on top of him just being just a great dude in the locker room, you know, it's been really easy.
You haven't had a lot of work in the preseason games. Are you getting enough work in practice to be prepared?
Oh, no question. Yeah, we've been, I know Zutaw and Donald won't really, I don't know. They think maybe the ones take too many reps because it's training camp. But no, I mean, there's definitely a lot of work to be done. And we're definitely getting our work and continuing to get better. And that's really where we are as an offense.
Josh, in your role as a starting quarterback, how do you handle praise and criticism? Do you insulate yourself from all of it? I mean, what's your approach and how to?
Yeah, it's you know, it's funny. I really just don't pay much attention to anything outside of my, you know, obviously there's some huge things going on in the world that I need to be aware of, but for the most part, you know, I've got my friends, my family, and, you know, that's really the focal point. You know, I focus on me. I focus on the things that I can control and really don't pay much mind to anything else.
Is that something you've been taught or something you decided to do on your own just to try to avoid talk radio?
No, I mean, it's a little bit of both. You know, I remember in high school, my dad kind of just said, hey, you can't let anybody, you know, pollute your thought process, pollute your mind. with telling you you're great, telling you you're awful. Either way, I mean, you know you are. You got to go after that. And in college, same thing, where, I mean, the media kind of amps up. And then for the more, you really have to, I mean, at times, because people, it's funny, because half the time I don't know anything's going on until my family calls me, like, hey, don't listen to them. Or I'm just like, I have no idea what's going on. But, no, I just really, you just have to focus on the things you can control. And like my dad said, don't waver for anything or anybody. You know, you know who you are. You know who your team is, and go out and do it.
Great. Thanks, Josh.
Thanks, Josh.